Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now beginning the study of Masechet Chulin, or as the Rishonim referred to it, Shchitat Chulin, which is offset against the last two Masechtot, Zvachim and Achot, which are referred to as Shchitat Kodashim. Here we are dealing outside of the precincts of the Mikdash, and as you can well imagine, there will be significantly more case law that is brought and actual cases that come up. We are going to, as I've indicated in the opening, in the introduction on the help sheet, deal with all sorts of areas of kashrut, including the issues of Shiluah HaKan and Shiluah HaKain and of Gid HaNasheh and Otov Et Beno and all sorts of other pieces. The first two prakim are devoted to the issue of proper shechita of an animal. And please take a look at the help sheet. I've listed what the five concerns are when it comes to shechita that would invalidate a shechita. So we will get started immediately. Hakol shochtin u'shechitatan k'shera, which parallels the Mishnayot at the beginning of Temurah and Arachim and several other places that indicate that the range of people involved in this or under the net of this halacha is broad. Everyone can do shechita, and their shechita is valid, which would seem to be redundant, or perhaps a little bit superfluous even. Chutz v'cheresh otav katan, the triumvirate of halachic incompetence, shemei kalkulu et shechitatan, not because there's something inherently problematic, but because we're afraid that technically they're going to mess up. Chulan shachtu v'achrim ro'inotan shechitatan k'shera, but any of them, and we'll see who any of them is referring to, who did shechita with others supervising, it is valid. Okay, the first thing we're going to deal with is the strange language of the Mishnah. Kol shochtin lechatchila shchitatan k'shera diavad. Once you tell me that everybody can do shchita lechatchila, you don't need to tell me that b'diavad their shchita is valid. So we have acha b'rei d'rav l'Ravashi. So he's made the suggestion of Ravashi. V'chol hakol lechatchila hu? Wait a second, you're assuming that whenever you say hakol shochtin, hakol marichin, etc., it means lechatchila you can do it. Maybe it just means anybody who did it, it's valid, which of course would make the question even stronger in that there's now two b'diavads repeating. Elamiata, if that's true, hakol mirin, achad anashim, achad anashim, the Mishnah at the beginning of Temurah that says all do Temurah, chanan lechatchila hu? You're allowed to do Temurah to switch the kedush of an animal? V'aktiv lo yachlif anav lo yamir otot, overa rabitov? You're not allowed to do such a thing. And hatam kediktani tama, but there the Mishnah goes out of its way to tell you lo shahadam rishai lahamir. Not that you're allowed to do it. Elashim heimir mumar. If you did it, then the tmurah takes sofeket harbaim, and you get makot for that. So elahakol ma'arichim v'arachim nodrin v'nidarin. But at the beginning of arachin, where it says all can commit to an erech or be the object of an erech, that's the value of a person as a gift to the mikdash. Take a neder or be the object of a neder in the same way. Again, these are nidra hekdesh. Hachanal milachatchila, that's also the chatchila. V'haktiv v'chitachta lindor le'evachachet. The Torah says you better be very careful to do what you committed to. And if you don't make a neder, you haven't done anything wrong. It's not a good idea to make neder. Muchtiv. See, that pasuk only tells you that you haven't lost anything by not making a neder. Muchtiv. Tova shalot tidor mishtidor v'lot tishalem. And the famous machloket Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, how to interpret that. Better to not make a neder than to make a neder and not pay it. So Rabbi Meir says, Tov mizeh mizeh she'en neder kol ikad. Rabbi Meir says, the best thing is not to make a neder at all. You know, Rabbi Meir, Tov mizeh neder mishalem. No, the best one is somebody who makes the commitment and pays. Fil Rabbi Yehuda lo kamar elo bomer harezu. And even Rabbi Yehuda only said that it's a good idea to make a neder if you're going to pay it when you make harezu and a nedava. Hare alai lo, but even he would agree that hare alai is not good, a commitment to that you yourself are obligated to, which means that hakol, and then the verb in the continuing tense, like shochtin, marichin, mimirin, doesn't necessarily mean lachatchila, it just means that anyone who does it, it's valid. Wait a second, when it does say hakol in that sense, it is lachatchila. Hakol chayavim esukah, hakol chayavim etzitzit. This is a braitot that are brought at the beginning of Arachin, in the Sugyan Arachin. Hachanamid alav l'chatchila? There you can't possibly say that p'diavad, if you sat in a sukkah, you did a mitzvah. No, you're a chayav l'chatchila. Chayavin lo kamina. So certainly when it says chayavin, we all agree it's l'chatchila. We're not talking about that. Al-me'ata, kol somchin achad hanashim v'achad hanashim, which is also in that sugya, that all do smicha. It's also in the sugya that we had recently. Hachanamid alav l'chatchila? That you need to do it for kapara, it is the chatchila. So the answer is in, of course. Ika ha'akol l'chadchila, v'ika ha'akol di'avad. Sometimes ha'akol is l'chadchila, and you have to know the context. Sometimes it's di'avad. Ha'akol da'achem, ma'id l'chadchila hu da'tik shilach. What we're asking you, Ravashi, is how do you know that our ha'akol, ha'akol shochtin, is l'chadchila that you're bothered by the then the pick up on b'di'avad? Tum b'di'avad hu v'lo tik shilach. I wasn't bothered by the first two words, ha'akol shochtin. I'm bothered by words 3 and 4, shchitatang shera. That's a b'diavad phrase. Their shchita is valid. That means that akol shochtin is the chatchila, because the diavad tarti diavad lamali. Why would you repeat the diavad? So akol shochtin must be the chatchila. And then the question is, what kind of sense is it? The chatchila you could do it, and b'diavad it's kosher. So now we're going to begin, and it'll take us two podcasts to go through a series of attempts to decipher this mishnah based on those contours, which is that Hakol Shochtin is the Chatchila, Shchitatan Kshera is B'diavad, and there's B'diavad number 2, which is all of them, whoever that is, who did Shchita with others watching, is valid. So Rav Barula says, Achiktani, Hakol Shochtin v'afilu Tamei B'chulin. Even if the fellow is Tamei, if he's Shechtin Chulin, the Chatchila could do it. Tamei B'chulin, my member, why would you think not? Why do you have to tell me that? The answer is b'chulin shenasu al tarat hakodesh. It's important to note that for quite a while after the Churban HaMikdash, there was a practice among many people to maintain a level of tahara, whether it's taharat truma or taharat hekdesh, of their food. And if that was the status here, we're talking about a person who's tamei, who is doing shchita of food that's of an animal that's going to be prepared al taharat hakodesh. Because our Tana must hold that such things really have a status of Kodesh. And so therefore, to tell me that a Tamei could do that Shchita is quite a stretch. Ketsadu Osa, and speaking of a stretch, how do you do it? Maybe Sakin Aruka V'Shochetpa. You have to bring a long knife that you could Shecht with without touching the animal. Kodesh Lo Yigam Masar. Good. Now that's the Chatchil. Muktashim Lo Yishchot. By the way, the Tamei cannot do Shchita in Muktashim, meaning in Kodshim, meaning he would stand outside of the Azara and reach in and do it, Shemi Gaba Basar, because there we have a concern, because everybody will agree that real Kodshim are more serious. V'im Shachat V'omer Barili Shalonagati, but if he did the Shchita and says, 100% I know I didn't touch it, Shchita Tok Shera, it's valid. So that's what, all of that is included in the first four words. Hakol Shochtin, even the Tameh, B'chulin Shnasu Atarat HaKodesh, but B'muktashim, no, but if B'diavad, he did the Shchita and says, I'm sure I didn't touch it, then it's valid. Chutz v'chereshot avakatan, dafilu b'chulin gridi, D'yavad namilo, even if in regular chulin, acheresot avakatan, if they did Shchita, we don't accept it, B'diavad. Shema yishu, shema yidrasu, shema yachlidu, those are three of the five psulim, take a look at them on the handout. So we're concerned that technically they will blow it. And then the end of the Mishnah, V'kol and Shachtu Ahe, so what's that referring to? Ilim Acherishet V'katan Alakai, if you think it's talking about Acherishet V'katan, V'im Shachtu Mibaylei, because you were just speaking about them, it should say V'im Shachtu, not Kulan Shachtu. Ela Atamei B'chulin, it must be going back to our unmentioned Tamei, who's doing the Shchita B'chulin Atarat HaKodesh. Hamar L'chatchila Namishachit, you just told me he could do it L'chatchila. V'ela Atamei Muktashim, it must be referring to a Tamei doing Muktashim. So Barley Sagi, all he has to do is tell you, I know I didn't touch it. We said that's okay. Why do you need Achim Reimoto? Deleta Kaman de Nishaile. The answer is he's not around, that we can ask him. And if he's not around, then we rely on the fact that somebody saw him do the Shchita, and we rely that he didn't touch. Okay. Parenthetically, Atam Mukdashim Mihacha Nafka, is that the source that we know that a Tamei can do Shchita Mukdashim? We have a different source, which is Kol HaPsulin Sheshachtu. There's a Mishnah in the third parak of Zvachim. All the Psulin that we mentioned in parak Bet of Zvachim that do Kabbalat Adam or Zrikat Adam, it's Pasul, like Azar and Onen, Yoshev, Tful Yom, etc. Any of them that did Shchita, Shchitatan Kshera, Shchira Bezarim, Benashim, Uvavadim, Uvitmeim. So Tmeim is already explicitly mentioned in Perek Gimel of Zvachim. How could it be the subtext, the hidden text, as it were, in our Mishnah? As long as the Tmeim don't touch it, they could even check Kodshe Kodshim. You gotta reach in. So the answer is Hacha Ikar Hatam Hacha Ikar. The answer is that our Mishnah is the main place where that's being taught. Hatam, there in Kodshim, in Zvachim, I did a Tana, Shar Psulin, since it listed the other Psulin, Tananami Tabe Muktashim. It also mentioned Tabe Muktashim. Vibayit Ema, the other possibility is Hatam Ikar, Dba Kodshim Kai, that the Mishnah in Zvachim is the main point, because that's talking about Kodshim. Hacha, I did a Tana, Tame Bechulin, here, since we're talking about a Tame Bechulin, Al Tarat HaKodesh, Tananami Tame Muktashim. So we also covered the issue of the Tame Muktashim, Bidi Avad, if others saw him, etc. Now, Hai Tame Di Tame Mai, the Tame in our Mishnah that is the undertext, how did he become Tame? Elam Di Tame Mate, if he's a Tame Mate, B'chalal Cherav Amar Achmana, which means, HaCherav Ariyu K'chalal. If you touch the metal that touched the mate, you are like touching the mate, which means you're an Avatumahu. If you're an Avatuma, then Lit Me L'Sakin, you're touching the knife, and the knife is now Tame, V'Azal Sakinu T'mite L'Basar, it's Batame the Basar, which means that even if you're not touching the meat, you're still metame the meat. So how could you say b'diavad his shchita is okay in kodshim? So eladit mi b'sheretz, it must be that he became tamei b'sheretz, where he can't become an avatuma. He's only a rishon l'tuma, and as a rishon l'tuma, therefore he doesn't pass it further, even through a knife. He'd have to touch the meat directly. Vayter meleoladit mate. It could be the case that he was tamei mate. Let's say he took some sort of a reed and he cut it and it was very sharp and he made sure that it was proper and he used it for shechita. The Tanya, you can use anything for shechita. Bein betzor, a flintstone, bein mizchuchit, glass, bein bekrumit, shalkaneh, or one of these reeds. So therefore, it could be a tmei mate and he used something that doesn't, if you will, conduct tuma, and as a result of it, did not affect the animal by avoiding direct contact. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're then going to see the solutions of Abaye and Rava and Ravashi and two solutions of Ravina to deciphering our Mishnah. In the next podcast, in the meantime, welcome to Masachet Chulin. Everybody should have a wonderful day.